You're listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, New Year's blessings to everyone. Happy January, wherever you are, hot or cold in the world, or hot or cold in your faith. I hope you're doing well, and it's good to have you with us. This week, we're taking a look at the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. Back to Ordinary Time. First reading from Isaiah chapter 62, verses 1 through 5. Our psalm response from Psalm 96, verses 1 through 3, and then verses 7 through 10. Our second reading, St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. And our gospel, we make a quick departure from St. Luke this year, and we spend some time this week with St. John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. You will recognize it. My brothers and my sisters, I've been getting a lot of grief from my daughters lately. They told me a couple weeks back that they're sick of seeing me kiss my wife so much. They said they say yuck and it's gross and they don't want to see daddy kissing mommy so much. And I basically responded, well, you'd better buy a blindfold or start closing your eyes until college because it's not going to change. I love my bride. And recently we celebrated our wedding anniversary and I forced my children to watch our wedding video with us. And this time it was interesting. Instead of getting grossed out, they were enthralled. I don't know if it's because they're little girls, because it's, you know, the nice church and the pretty music and the pretty dress and all that, but they couldn't take their eyes off the screen. And it reminded me of something. And this isn't just true for girls, but I think for guys too. Everybody loves a good wedding. Maybe not putting on like the nice clothes, the uncomfortable shoes, maybe not having to dance to, you know, Cool in the Gang or things like that, but everybody likes a wedding. And this week, to really truly understand and appreciate the depth of these readings, we have to understand what a wedding is and where marriage, where matrimony more specifically, comes from. You know, God invented marriage. We've said that before. This was not a human idea. You go all the way back to Genesis. Marriage comes from God. The idea of a man and a woman and God. As Fulton Sheen used to say, it takes three to get married. A man and a woman and God. In this gospel reading from St. John, this is that famous gospel reading of the wedding at Cana. And this is the first of Jesus' public miracles, the first of his public signs. And when Jesus performs miracles, it's really important to remember, he's not just performing miracles to say, ta-da, look, I'm God. He's performing miracles to reveal something about himself, about the heart of God, about the heart that God has for his people, to reveal his glory. In fact, it's interesting, the word reveal or revelation literally means the unveiling. How's that for wedding imagery? So in this moment at the wedding at Cana, we know how the story goes, and I want you to go back and reread it again, because a lot of times we function off of our memory of the story rather than actually reading it. But when you actually go back and read what St. John says and what the Holy Spirit is saying through St. John, a lot of things will strike you. You're going to notice that Mary is the one invited to the wedding, and Jesus and some of his disciples come along. And as they're at this wedding in Cana in Galilee, Mary is there, and they run out of wine, and we know how the story goes. And then she tells Jesus they're out of wine. She brings it to his attention. She doesn't tell him what to do, but she entrusts the needs of her friends to the Father. She entrusts the needs of her friends to the Son, and she trusts in the will of God that he's going to act. And in this miracle, Mary's going to bring this to Jesus' attention. And they're so amazed, we know what happens. And he changes the water into wine, and it's the first of his public miracles. And this is interesting, because back in Exodus, the first plague, through the power of God, Moses and Aaron, all of a sudden, the water is turned to blood in the first plague. And they said, even the water in the stone jars, it says in Exodus, is turned to blood. And now all of a sudden, we have this first miracle thousands of years later. And it says, the stone jars. And this is St. John saying to you, hey, remember? Do you remember when God revealed his power and his glory through Moses and through the staff of Aaron to Pharaoh way back then? Remember that? When he says the stone jars, that's what you and I are supposed to recognize and realize. Of course, we probably don't, but that's okay. So you have the first miracle. The water turns into blood. Now you have this first miracle where the water's going to turn into wine. And my brothers and my sisters, at every single Mass, through the power of the Holy Spirit, working through the sacramental priesthood of Jesus Christ, through the hands of your parish priest, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the wine is going to become the blood. Water to blood, water to wine, wine to blood. And you see now how God uses these physical elements and he uses human people, but through his power, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he reveals his glory. That there are miracles going on right in our presence. So the same way that many of the people at the wedding didn't even know where it came from. They were astounded. Wow, this is great wine. Usually people serve the best wine first, but you save the best wine for last. And even though a lot of people didn't know what was going on, and even though a lot of people around you at Mass on Sunday might not necessarily fully comprehend or even believe what's going on that altar and that sanctuary, my brothers and my sisters, those of you with eyes to see, with the eyes of faith, we know there's something miraculous going on, that God is revealing his glory. And he's not just revealing his glory to say, ta-da, I'm God. He's revealing his glory because he wants to have an intimate relationship with you, as intimate, in fact, more intimate than even a marriage, even more intimate than a husband and a wife, is how God wants to be with you. And that's why he invites the church, the bride, to come forward and receive the Eucharist. The same way a bride walks down the aisle to meet her groom, the church, the bride, walks down that aisle to meet the groom, Jesus Christ. And he gives all of himself to us. The veil is lifted, the church revealed, and God says, here I am. I am the groom. And it's so essential to understand this imagery that the same way that Adam and Eve, that first couple, when God invented marriage, were disobedient, the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary, are at a wedding, and it's with a wedding feast that God says, this is where we're going to start. This is how I'm going to reveal my glory. Yes, he was honoring the mother's request because Mary asked him, and she brought it to his attention. He was honoring the mother's request, but at the same time, God was also choosing this moment at a wedding liturgy, at a wedding feast, to reveal his glory. And we have to understand that, because when you look at the first reading, it might not make sense. This is at a time after Israel, after the Jews have been adulterous towards God, that he wanted to be in this kind of a relationship with them, and they had an adulterous heart. They went after foreign gods. They worshiped foreign gods. And he had to allow them to go through some hard times. But what he's saying now at this point in Isaiah is, but look, I'm going to start over at work. We're going to start over again. You're going to be made new. In fact, I'm going to call you my delight. You're going to be my spouse again. And what God is saying is that this is new now. I'm going to take you as my bride. And he's telling the people of this in the time of Isaiah when they had really suffered. And he's saying, look, I'm going to be with you now in a whole new way, and you're going to be my delight. And this is a beautiful foreshadowing of what's going to happen when Jesus comes. So when Jesus chooses to manifest his gifts, to reveal God's glory, to call on the Spirit in this way, this miraculous way, he does it to glorify God. And that's what St. Paul is saying in the second reading. Everybody has different gifts. And those gifts are going to come out at different times and be used at different times in different circumstances, but they always have the same goal. We should use the gifts that God gives us to glorify God. My brothers and my sisters, this day, look around your life for those gifts that God has given you and ask yourself, are you glorifying God with those gifts? Because if you are, I promise you that Christ and God's love, God's glory are being revealed every time you choose to use the gifts that he's given you to bless other people and to glorify his name. And pray for marriage this week, whether you're married or you hope to be married. Pray for marriage this week, that all those who are married, that marriage can point people back to the love, the perfect love of God the Father. May he bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.